Stephen Jew here.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to buy houses for immediate wholesale.
I realize I said morning when it's really actually afternoon. I'll wake up here. It's one of those days.
Why does it feel so early? Because it is.
What's not? It's not that early. People would say, "What? What time are you guys think that's early?" They buy it when really they've been up at the office since 5.
What happened to you this weekend that was fantastic, or really bad this weekend?
Oh, I went to Santa Barbara.
I was with you.
Yeah, I know.
And it was fantastic.
They're going to say it was really bad because we brought her. You know what? It was really fantastic because we got to go to Santa Barbara. It was really bad because we had to take a kid.
So good that our children don't listen to this show.
Exactly. It's okay. Yeah. That's fine.
He's at that age.
And we need to vent about it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better.
Publicly on the show.
That's why we have this show.
It's about our children.
Exactly.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Joe Chu asks, I picked the counties I wanted to mail based on my personal use preferences. I think to myself, it would be nice to spend the weekends there. So I mailed there. Have you used the same logic? I don't think that's crazy.
I have used this logic, which we don't talk about. This is why I included this question. Mm-hmm. I've used this logic on every mailer I've ever done, ever. I put myself, and that's why I included this. So, and I say all through 1.0 and 2.0. Test for reason and test for logic and just make sure it makes sense to you. You know, it's almost like what you choose in the grocery stores. Some of it's about price. Some of it's about, yeah, I really want to taste it. Some of it's about, is it good for me? So you have to kind of feel your way through whether or not you want to send mail in an area. But I will say this triggered something for me for some reason when I read it, because mm-hmm. I'm never going to mail an area just for financial reasons and that's it. You know, because Jill and I buy and sell real estate all the time, and we do it based on, yeah, this is a good deal. Sometimes if the deal's really right, I get this feeling like, you know, maybe we should keep this. Yeah. This is such a good deal financially, and it's like such a cool property. We never do.
What's funny, that's why I tell people, don't go there. Don't go there. Hey, I just got my first 3 houses in there and going to close an escrow. I'm going to drive out there. Stop.
Yeah.
Don't, because if you fall in love with it, that'll mess it up. You don't want to fall in love with it.
But at the same time, you do want to say, you want to have that thought.
Yeah.
The best deals we do, I'm like, wow, if we kept this for 10 years, it'd be unbelievable.
I have to ask a question here. So along that logic, you said that I don't mail anywhere where I would not see myself there, correct? So I just thought of something that's really kind of funny. We've mailed some very interesting areas for houses. And like, so how low would our expenses need to get? Does that make sense?
Monthly expenses?
Yeah, let's just say, because we've mailed some areas that for houses that are really good hot markets, but I'm like, I would never live there.
Yeah, I mean, you and I historically for more than a decade now have had a difference of opinion about what a rational cost of living should be.
There we go. Okay. I'm like, because I see it funny.
Jill's is here.
Oh.
Off the screen, intentionally, and mine's right about here. That's where California falls.
Oh.
Not mine. Not my way.
Last time I checked, you're happy to be here. Am I wrong?
Every time we have this conversation, that's what you say. You say some version of that sentence.
Well, and in my defense, the other day, you were looking at properties all over the country, and you brought up a place, and I said, all right, I guess we're going there.
All right. So, you know, I can see who... I see the analytics on who watches and listens to this show every week.
Right.
And I'm going to tell the truth about California. It's everybody who's ever wondered about California, specifically Southern California.
Here we go.
First of all, Southern California and Northern California might as well just be 2 states,
because
it's two different states. They're as different as Michigan and Florida, or even let's say New York City and Florida. That's how different they are. I don't think anybody can disagree with that, even in California. So I'm talking about Southern California now. It's probably 10 times more expensive than you think from a real estate standpoint. Yet, there's still a dollar menu at McDonald's. Electricity in this state is next to nothing.
It's true.
Electricity, our electric bill for, you know, we don't live in a slum area. Our electric bill is like $35 a month. which I don't understand, because in Arizona, it's like $1,200.
Yeah.
Food is incredibly inexpensive, produce and stuff like that, because this is the supermarket of the world.
Right.
Although everybody believes that it's the center of the country, like Iowa and Kentucky. I'm going to spend some time on this. It's a little bit of an event for me. You brought this up.
I did bring it up. That's... It's my fault. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize right now for the next 10 minutes.
Which is no big deal, because gas per gallon for your car.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know, $3.50. I just read a national article right before we started the show that for the first time in a really long time, in 9 states, gas has fallen below $2 a gallon.
It's up for us.
We're at like $3.50, $3.75.
So everybody has electric cars but us. I refuse to do that. Actually, I would do it.
The whole world has this perception. Yeah. That there's this kind of hippie population here, and it's very, very liberal, which couldn't be further from the truth. Some of the most conservative people I've ever met are in Southern California. The GDP here.
You have a lot to say.
Statewide GDP, gross domestic product. If California were its own country, right? Forget about, if it were its own country, is 8 or 9. So it would be the 8th or 9th largest economy in the world. If it was its own country. So if that's important to you, that's good. Where we live, there's all these towns around us that are like megaplexes for industry. Aerospace, all the aerospace companies are here. So everybody is enjoying this incredible W-2 income experience, let's say. And then all the companies that feed into the large companies like Northrop.
Boeing.
So they all these sub-manufacturing companies, a lot of people own those companies that feed parts and services to that. So It's like living in a train set. That's what I think. I have a lot more to say about social stuff, so.
Do we need to keep going? I just asked you.
I grew up in Michigan. I had all these ideas about California. And when I got here, all the movie stuff's real. Like everything you've ever heard about, people are filming stuff right down the street from where we live right now.
Like
All month, the whole month.
Yeah.
So while that's really cool
for the first
8 hours, then it's a problem for parking, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on. It attracts a lot of people.
It does.
And the people that the movie industry attracts are not people like us. They're not people like the people who listen to the show. They're other people.
Wow.
I'm like 5% of the way through
I didn't mean to get into all this. Do you really need to get this off today?
I'll cut to the chase.
All right.
If you want to spend 10 times more on housing and enjoy exactly all the stuff that I just talked about, Southern California is for you.
I would like a chance to give my rebuttal.
Go.
How many weeks, months do we go without rain? How great is it to get on your bike, Stephen, and ride to the marina and get on your boat?
It's great.
And you can go fishing, you can go and it's whale watching season right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's dolphin everywhere.
The beach is right here.
The beach is right there. And especially where we live, the plus side is the parking is so awful. Our beach is not that crowded. So that part's great. The people are smart. They work hard to afford what they have.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you want to hang out with like-minded people. I mean, that's one of the things about our whole community is like-minded people. We're all investors doing stuff.
That's all true.
Thank you.
If your mortgage is $1,300 where you live, it's going to be $13,000 here, and I'm not exaggerating.
It's true.
Maybe $25,000.
And you're
when
working,
you look at
but you're working
like
next
Texas.
To people, you're working your rear off, right, to afford it, and so is the guy next to you. So you guys have a lot to talk about.
So, and I will give Jill this, and this is actually really why I put up with this. The level of employees we set up shop here, or one office here, the level of talent, the work talent pool, is dramatically higher than anywhere I've ever lived or
worked.
That's
true.
So. This place attracts a lot of people for a lot of reasons, but we have the best crew right now. And they don't listen to the show either. I really truly mean this.
I know. Thank you.
The crew that we have right now is nothing short of phenomenal.
Exactly.
Hardworking, good people. Mm-hmm. So, you have to ask yourself this in anything in your life. Is it worth it?
Yeah. I'm in.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
And that's the truth.
Okay.
I'll let you know in a couple of years.
Can we get to the show? Shucks.
Today's topic, how to buy houses for immediate wholesale. this is the immediate, this is the immediate show. This is the meat of the show. Reluctantly, because I'd love to sit here and rant about California.
Well, let's do a whole, we can do a whole California show another time.
All right.
Actually, that'd be kind of fun. We could talk about real estate, like pick parts of the country or pick states and do like a 5-part series or something. That'd be kind of fun.
You know what we should do is...
And then we'll save Texas for Friday and talk about it with Justin.
Yeah, I think we should have a few people on, some people on the show that talk about why they like to live in Texas or don't like, what's like good and bad about it.
Like we'll get Joe Martin, where he is he Georgia? No,
yeah,
Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Georgia? Okay. So we'll get Texas. Luke's here with us. I don't know where Kevin is.
Luke's from Michigan and he hates it here.
Okay. But his wife loves
it.
But his wife
loves it here.
And the horses.
Here's it. I love living here. I can't stand how much it costs.
Okay, chill. Please, chill. This is turning into the wrong kind of a show. Save it. This is for you to go into your quiet space, Stephen.
So you know how you just push your mate over the
yeah
that was Jill's okay
that's drop it now we've had it's enough
done.
Thank you. All right, back to this show. So here's my notes about how to buy houses for immediate resale. These are I have three steps.
Excellent.
So I unlike you, I'm trying to stay on topic.
And what?
And I actually showed up with notes.
I want to talk about cars next.
Oh no!
I sold the classic car of my. Okay, go ahead.
Can we save that, please? All right.
Sure.
I want to talk about the show. Okay, so here's what I think about how to buy houses for immediate resale, and we're talking houses. This is in preparation for House Academy, which is in preparation for that new show. You heard it here. Okay. What I want to say is the first thing I would do is pick an area. Well, how do I do that? Well, there's all these great steps that you can kind of figure out a little bit from our current programs, but sit tight. It's going to be all spelled out for you in our next program, House Academy, but involves downloading data, red, yellow, and greening areas based on a certain criteria. So that's step one. Step two to buying houses for immediate resale is line up the buyers. And that means finding some builders, guys who are rehabbing, whoever you want to sell to, find them, have a conversation with them, figure out what they want. You've already got the area, you know it's a hot area, you got that. Now, again, our goal is immediate resale. So we got to find the buyers, line them up and see what they want. Not down to the last everything, but get a handful of them and get a real good feel for what they all want. They all want 3-2s, no baths, whatever it is. And they all love this zip code over here. You have 5 people that love the zip code, ding, ding. That's now even better. And then the last thing you do is send out the offers. Because as soon as they come back and you lock them in at your price, you know what they're worth. You know how to do this. You will know how to do this after House Academy. If you're in Land Academy, you know how to do this, right? And your buyers are standing by waiting for you to call and waiting for you to text and tell them, here it is, go look at it, here's the price. That's my
steps. Well said. Here's what's different about wholesaling houses versus land. So this is show number, I don't know,
929. I know that too.
Here's what's different. We've had 920-ish shows about land, but we're talking about houses right now. Why are these guys talking about houses? I thought the name of the show is Land Academy. All the methodology that we apply to sending blind mailers out to purchase unwanted land applies to houses, but here's how it's different. There's so much more data on the internet about people purchasing and selling houses for whatever reason. Probably because real estate agents are involved. I'm not sure. Okay. Or the values are different, or there's more money to mimic. We don't know, but there's so much more urban data available. So it makes it easier for people like us and listeners like you to price, very accurately price, the value of these mailers that you send out. So there's all these algorithms that are involved. Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. There's lots of them. When you collect all these algorithms and you take an average of them and you look at the price of an asset in a spreadsheet, let's say there's 10,000 assets that you have, it makes it very simple in a mechanical, algorithmic way to price this accurately. Whereas it's very difficult or harder, let's just say, not unaccomplishable to do with land. So it makes a strike percentage really appealing for people who are interested or haven't thought about it, but all of a sudden they're out thinking about selling their property because they got an offer from you. It sets you completely apart from everybody who's ever sent mail out to buy wholesale houses. That's how you do it. That's how you win. If you go into Bigger Pockets and type in mailer, So better yet, type in failed mailer. There are people for years and years, right up till yesterday, that rant about a failed mailer, and they almost always are using postcards. They're not sending offers at all. They're sending a postcard. Hey, would you like to sell your house? Just give me a call. So the people that are...
It's not going to yield the same results. You're going to get a bunch of crap.
You're listening to this show. You're interested in doing this the right way. Mm-hmm. So that's how you... you wholesale a house. That's how you buy a house cheap. Jill just nailed it. The flip side of it is you got to have all kinds of landlords, professional people in the industry, not mom and pop who want to raise their child in a house.
Right.
Landlords, developers, rehabbers. It's really easy to find these people long before you send the mailer and have a conversation with them. Hey, do you like what's zip code 85258? If you had a bunch of houses there priced at $320,000-ish,
yeah,
or whatever the equivalent of per square, $122 a foot. Mm-hmm. Could you fund those? Oh, and they're going to say, I'll say something like this. Oh, are you kidding me? I could buy 10 of those right now.
Yep.
Actually, $325 a foot would be better.
Yep.
Or $310 a foot, or whatever the $110. So you're not going in blind anymore.
Exactly.
It's really, really like cheating. It's like if you were doing it on Wall Street, it would be the equivalent of insider information. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
All? I thought you were going to say, oh, Steve, you're crazy.
No.
Oh, no, you missed the point here.
No, it was beautiful. I'm telling you.
Well, you did it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we talk about how to find a wholesale money partner fast.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was
kind
good.
Of a rant.
That was like, we had, did you need to get that out?
I guess.
Okay. You make it sound like you hate where you live. Like,
I don't love where I live.
All right.
I don't like how much it costs.
Okay.
So, you know me.
Okay.
It's all linear thinking, analytical, everything. I can't leave anything alone.
I
can't
understand.
Just sit there and say, yeah, I'm so totally happy about this and accept it.
I can, and I live, you know what, I got to tell you, I'm glad you brought that up, because I can, and I do, and I'm very happy and calm and not stressed out or worried.
Reason that you're a happy person and you smile all the time. And
thank you.
And not so much.
You, listener, try it. Wherever you are, try it. Don't be stressed. It's easier to just be relaxed, and if you need to make some changes, but don't stress about that, too. Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.